Aaron went with them that had the Shemois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was so great there, like that was the Bitochim to the Samech on Hashem.
The Chayin Uwayim also the Pasuk says, Vayishlach Oysom Moshe, Moshe send them, Elef Lamatai, 1,000, Letzavot Riyami, Oysom, Vyas Pinchas, Oysom, and Pinchas went with them.
Alright, turn off.
Yeah, Elef Lamatai, Letzavot Oysom, Vyas Pinchas Oysom. Yes, was it? Elv Lamato, Letzav Oysom, Vyas Pinchas. Now, Oysom, what does that mean? Elul Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin used to run along also. Pinchas, Zeh Meshuach Mechama. Pinchas, he was the Meshuach Mechama that went along with the Mechama to give them Chizik. The Kli HaKodesh, that's what the Apostle says, there was Kli HaKodesh there. Zeh Oren. That was the Oren that went along. The Luchai Sheboi, the Luchas were inside the Oren. The Chatzoitzreis HaTrua, what does that mean? Elul HaShofreis. He used to bring along the Shofreis also to the Mechama. Torah was not like this. Loy lechinam holach Pinchas lemechama. It wasn't for nothing that Pinchas went against Midian to fight against Midian. Eloli parah din avi'imoy. He went to pay back for the respect of his avi'imoy, his grandfather. Shinam apostle says va Midianim mochru oisoy el Mitzrayim. That when they went to sell Yosef down to Mitzrayim, it says the Midianim sold him to Mitzrayim. So Midian sold Yosef. So now Pinchas went to fight against Midian to pay respect back to Yosef HaTzadik. So mainly you want to tell me now that Pinchas Yosef Asi comes out that Pinchas came out from Yosef. It was his grandfather. It was his mother's father. I will say the pasuk says the Elazar ben Aaron lokach lo mibnois Patil lo liisha. The Elazar ben Aaron took for wife from the daughters of Patil. So my law doesn't mean to say to Yosef me Yisroi that it came from Yisroi, that Pinchas came from Yisroi. Shepitei magolum la'avodas chavim, that Yisroi used to feed, used to take care of the avodas zaras first. So according to Raya, Pinchas did not come out from Yosef, but it came out from Yisroi. So Mara says, loy, I tell you me Yosef that Pinchas came out from Yosef. Shepitpat the Yisroi, he was able to hold back his yitzara. That Yosef did not have znus with Eishes Potiphera. So that's what the pitpit means here. For the Gemara know, V'haloi shvotim mevazin, mevazin oisoi. The shvotim were making fun of Pinchas. And they used to say, Risim ben Puti zeh, did you see the son of Puti? Ben shepitam avi'imo yagom avos v'chovim. The son of the grandfather that used to feed avoid the Zoras, like of Yisroi. Yehorad Nasim Yisrael, now this Pinchas, he should go make this Meister Kanois and go kill Zimri, kill Aramasi be Yisrael. Tisichur Klayasol held that Pinchas came from Yisrael. So how could we say now Pinchas came from Yosef? So Mary says, no, there's no steam, he came from both of them. Elo Iavuad Ima mi Yosef. If you want to tell me that the father of his mother was Yosef, he made the Ima mi Yisrael. Then his mother came from Yisrael. The Ima the Ima Yosef, but if his mother's mother came from Yosef, then Avuad Imai, the father of his mother, me Yisroi. So Kitzi came out from both, from Yisroi and from Yosef. The economic proof from this also is, the Chassid Apostle says, Midbenais Poitiel, Shrei Mashma. That took to the daughters of Poitiel, Mashma two Poitiels. That means that Pinchas was Poitiel from Yosef and from Yisroi. Shema Mina, here it's a proof that the Pinchas came from both of them. Rashi midloy ksir poitiel, putel. She said putel. Hakama says poitiel. Mashmal larabim. That was more than one from two. That Pinchas came both from Yosef and from Yisroel. Then the poet Mishnah says v'dibru hashaytrim elom. And after the Meshuach Muhammad the Kohen finished talking, then the policeman used to talk to the Yam. Leimer to say like this: Mi Yeshua is the person that shabona by his chodesh to build a new house. V'loi Chanocha didn't live in it yet. Like he's supposed to go back from Mechama. Yelech b'yashav l'beisoi. Echad ha'boyne, whether you build bayis ha'tevin, even though it's only a house to store your straw. Beis ha'bokar, a house to keep your cattle in. Beis ha'itzer, a house just to hold the wood in. Beis ha'itzer, just to store things in. And echad ha'boyne v'echalokech, whether you just built it, whether you just bought it. V'yechad ha'yerush, whether you yashened it. V'yechad sh'nasla b'matana. Whether somebody gave it to you now for matana, it doesn't make a difference. Any one of these cases, you have to go back from Mechama. Then the pasuk says, "Umi yoish asher not a kerem lechalaloi."
Who's the person that just got finished building a vineyard and didn't get a chiluf from it, didn't take off the fruits yet? Is echad hanoita where the imamish plant the grapes, kerem, the echad hanoita chamish shalani meichel, or whether you plant five different trees that give off fruits, the afilu mechameshes aminim from different five different minim, and echad hanoita whether you plant it, the echad amarvach when you graft it, the echad amarkiv you turn the leaves over again. The echad al akeh, whether you buy it, the echad yeres, whether you yashin it, the echad shenaslam matana. Somebody gives you for a present. All this case, also with the kerem, also you go back from a koma. Then it says, miyoish asher erish isha, who just got married, is echad amaris as a psula, whether you got had chasna, you had kedushim with a psula, the echad amaris as hamana, and afilu shemeres yavam, the afilu shomer shemes achid the mechama, chayzer oboloi kolaylu. Even though you heard what you brought the daughter of the Mechama, you have to come back now to do the mitzvah yibum. These people listen to what the Kohen said about the lachas of the Machim Mechama, the Chayzrin, they go back, and they just give out food and water. They have to fix the roads. And these are the people that go back from the actual Mechama. But the Elu, these are the people, Sheinam Chayzrin. These are the people that are not returned from the Mechama. Ha'boine Beishar. If somebody just built a Beishar, not a house to live in, just a Beishar, like a gateway. Ha'chsadru, an open porch. Or Ma'feses, a balcony. Or else Ha'noita Arbi, Loni, you only planted four trees, Michael. The Chamish Loni Sarkos, you planted five trees that don't give off fruit. Ha'matzeresh Gerushasa, somebody returns, marries back his Gerusha. He doesn't go home from the Mechama. Amon l'kain gadol, since it's in Avera. He was grusha v'chalus l'kain hejit. He was mamzeros in the sin of Yisrael. Bas Yisrael and mamzol nosin. L'hoi yechayza. Since these kedushim were of Avera, they did not return. Reb Yudu Oymer, afa b'ayna b'ayis al mechaynoi. Whoever rebuild the house, the exact same house, his house fell down, and they rebuild the exact same house, that's not such a choshim azach, he doesn't go back from Mechama. L'hoi yechayza. We have Lezer Weimer Afa Boine Bayis Levenim, Bisharin, who also builds bricks, Bayis Lisharin. Rashi says, Mokamush, a Shmoy Sharin, Vein Akaka Yof Levenim, it's not good bricks there. But every dove is not something that will stay a long time. So if we don't go back, it's not a choshev thing to go back for. Lohoy Yechoyze, Eilu Shein Zosim, because these people don't leave their place. Bona bayis v'chancha, you already built a house and you live there already. Not the kerem v'chiloi. Hanois es resosa, you remarry your own resosa. Koines es yivimtoi. Shinema noki yil beisoi shonachas, le beisoi, ze beisoi. Yia ze karmoi. Vesomach asishto zuishto. Shalokach lovi es yivimtoi. Eima speaking le mayim mozoin, vye mesaknes adrochim. These people don't do anything. It's the shonu rishonu, the first year, you don't go out for anything from a chama, you have a right to stay home. All right, we'll stop here. We'll do this last part again. From the Torah Sinai. Yeah, we're holding off Mem Gimel Amar Aleph. Again, it's last Gemara again. The last Shaila was about Pinchas. On top was Pinchas, we said, he was Meshuach Mechama. The Gemara said then it was good that Pinchas went to have Mechama, because he went to fight against Midian to take revenge for his grandfather, for Yosef. And it says that the Midianim sold Yosef. So Mark came out the fifth line, like, Lememri, you want to tell me, did Pinchas mi Yosef osi, that Pinchas came from Yosef? Well, see, the pasuk says like this. It says, V'yelozah ben Aaron lokach lo mibnois potiyo lo, that Eliezer took a wife from Potiyo, and it says that they had a son called Pinchas. So it comes out that Pinchas' mother was Potiyo. Now, my love doesn't mean to say Potiyo means the Yosem Yisroi, that she came from Yisroi. She had pita magolim la'avodas kechovim, that Yisro before his mezgayer used to feed the avodas zaras. Says so that Pinchas did not come from Yosef, but rather Pinchas came from Yisroi. Sumara says loy. I'll tell you no. What it means Potiyo means mi Yosef, that Eliezer married his wife from Potiyo means that a granddaughter from Yosef, she pit put the Yitzroi, that Yosef was the one that fought strong and held back his Yitzhara. For the Gemara know, V'aloi Shvotim V'azanoisai. It says the Shvotim were embarrassing Pinchas. And they said like this, recent did you see somebody
Did you see this Ben Poiti there? We see Ben Puti there. Ben Shepita Mavi Imo Yagol Mavos Rechovim. He is the grandson of a far grandfather that, like Yisroel, that used to feed the Avodah Zarah. And now this Pinchas Yehorim Nasim Yisrael, he should go kill the Zimri, this Nasim Yisrael. That's what the Shvatim were making fun of Pinchas. So at one point, and you see that Pinchas came from Yisroel and not from Yosef. So Gemara answers, no, both is true. Eliyahu Adima, if his father's mother, Mi Yosef, came from Yosef, then Imad Ima, his mother's mother, Mi Yisroel. That's what came, she came from Yisroel. And if it was the opposite way, the Ima the Ima Mi Yosef, if his grandmother came from Yosef, then Avu Adima, his grandfather, like his mother's father, Mi Yisroel, came from Yisroel. So it's true that Pinchas came from both, came from Yisroel and from Yosef. They can only have a proof also to see the Pasuk says, Mibnais Potiel. It says that Eliezer ben Aaron took a daughter, took a wife from the daughters of Potiel. Potiel is Lashon like Rabbi Mashma from two. Trey Mashma. Shema Mina, here's the proof that like the grandfathers were two, from Yosef and from Yosef. Yosef and from Yisrael, yeah. So the Mishnah. Then it says that the Pesukim say, yes, Mishnah, then the Pasuk it says that the Dibru Hashotrim Elom, that the policemen spoke to the nations, Lema saying, and they said, Miyoish Ashebona Bayis Chodesh, Veloi Chanochoi. Who is the person that had a new house built, and he didn't live there yet? Chanoch Mizagloshin Chinuch. He did not even start to live in his new house. So the Pasuk says, Yelech V'yoshev L'beisoi. He's supposed to go home and not supposed to fight. But it's Mechemes Rishus, he does not have to go and fight. So now, the Mishnah says, even though the Pasuk says, Bona Bayis Chodesh, he built a new house, so we dash Musin Gemara, but we dash in Echor HaBoyna Bayis HaTevin, even if he only built a house to store his Tevin, his wheat, his straw, Bayis HaBoker, he only built a house to store his animals in there, Bayis Haitzim, only a house to keep his wood in there, or else Bayis Haitzrois, even just a house to keep his oitz, like Rashi says, of Yayin Shemen Otfua. Still, if he didn't live or use this new house, he has the right to return home from the Mechoma. Now, Echad HaBoyna, whether you had the new house just built, the Echad HaLakeach, whether you bought the house, you bought a new house, the Echad HaYarish, even if you just Yarish and you took over your father's house, your father died and you Yarish in the house now. The Echad Shenosin Loi Matana, or else if somebody gave you this new house for a present, and you did not live in the new house yet, then the Pasuk says, Yelech v'yoshev l'beis, he has the right to go home from the war. Then the Pasuk says, Omi yo'ish asher nota kerem. Who is the person that planted a kerem of vineyard? V'loi chiloloi. He was not mechal it yet. Which means we know the first 3 years the pears grow, they're orla, you can't eat it. On the fourth year, it's called neter revive. And the lachar is like Maaseh Sheni, that any fruits that grow the fourth year, either you take it straight up to Yerushalayim and you could eat it there, or else if it's too hard to carry it up, you could be mechal it on money. Like take the value of it, and say the kedusha you want, this kedusha of the peiros to go onto the money, and then you take the money to Yerushalayim. So if someone did not do this yet, he did not enjoy the fourth year's crop, he did not mechal it yet, so Yosef has the right, the Pasuk says, Yelech v'yoshev l'beisoi. He has the right to go home from the war. So we dash now, Echor ha-noite kerem. Whether true, he planted now a new kerem, a new vineyard. V'yechor ha-noite chamishi loni meichel. Or else if he just planted now 5 trees, they give off fruit. Those kerem is lavdavka, not only a vineyard of grapes, but even any trees, fruit trees. V'yafilu chamesha saminim. Even if it's from 5 different types of fruit trees, as long as they're grown like a kerem, like the saw in the picture here, like Yabai Rashi, Rashi says, Chamish Shiloni Meichel, Debohochi Yabai Kerem, Shtayim Kineged, Shtayim, 2 against 2, the Yachas Yoitz is done, if one goes out further in front of it, like this picture here in Rashi, 2, 2, and then 1 in front of it. Now, Echad HaNoite, what you're planting it now, the Echad HaMavruch, Hamavruch means you take like the branches and stick them into the ground, make it start to grow up again there. The Yechad HaMarkif, whether you graft, you're making a new graft now, also you have a right to go home from the war. Now the Yechad HaLakeach, whether you bought a new vineyard, V'yechad ha-yerush, whether you yashin, you inherited it from your father. V'yechad shenoysen lo'y matono. Also, somebody gives it to you for present, also you have a right of yelech yashav le'beisai.
Then the pasuk says, so miyo ish, who is the person, asher eras isha, he made kedushim with his wife, and the pasuk says, well, l'koch, he didn't make nisuyin yet, his yelech yashav le'beisai, he has a right to go home. So he dashin echad ha-maris ha-sapsula, whether he made erasim, whether he just made kedushin with a psula, a girl that was never married yet, never had bia yet, the echad ha-maris ha-samono, or even if he married a lady that was already married to a widow. But as long as he's getting married to her now, it's the first time, he's allowed to go home from the war. And afilo shemeres yavam, even in the case that your brother died, and his wife now is luckily yibam to you, and you were not miyabam her yet, but our co-partner, she's waiting, she's a shemeres yavam, you're allowed to go home from the mechama to go make yibam. The afilo bigger chiddush, even that shoma shemeis achid b'mechama, in this war now that you're fighting right now, you heard right now that your brother just died, and you know his wife now is an amana, but she has no children, so the via mitzvah yibum is chayzer. It's chayzer. Oboloi kolelo. That what, you have a right to go home? Now, these are all these cases, like the psukim say, you have a right to go from the mechama. Now, the elu shaymim divrei kayim archi mechama, these people like listen to the halachas. This is what the kayim already told over, the kayim of Mishuach Mechama, already told over these people the halachas, that whoever in a case like this has a right to go home. Now, the halacha is when they go home, they don't really go home to the home, to the house, but rather of a chayzrin or mesafkin mayin umozen, they go back, they still like in the front by the borders, and they have to go feed, give food and water to the people, to the army men. Or Mesaklin Esadrochim, and they stay by the borders, and they fix the roads for them to fight. No, they don't have to go to fight the actual war, but not the pshat is that the mamish go and stay home, but rather they have to just, don't have to fight, but they have to at least feed them and work on the roads. Now the Elul, these people, She'enam Chayzrim, these people do not go home at all. They have to still stay by the mechama. Is habaynes beishar? If somebody just had a new gatehouse built, a beishar usually is by the gate where the shomer, the watchman, stays and sleeps there. So they build up a house for him. So if you build up a house just for your shomer, for your watchman, for that alone, you don't have a right to leave the war. Or else a sadri, you build a porch, an open porch. Or else a mapesis, you have a balcony. These things you don't go home for. Or else, Hanoite Arbi Lone Michael. If somebody just planted 4 fruit trees, as long as they're not 5, it's not called like a kerem, he cannot leave the war. Or else, V'chamish Lone Sorek. Somebody planted 5 trees that don't give more fruit. So that's nothing, that's not called like you planted a kerem, he cannot go home. Now, Hamachzir Eskirushosai. If somebody remarries his wife that he gave her a get, first he gave his wife a get, and now he remarries her. That's not such a big simcha, therefore he cannot go home from the mechama. Or else, almona l'kohen gadol, since it's an avera, that a kohen gadol does not let him marry an almona, so we do not let him go for the war for this. Or else, gerusha v'chalutz l'kohen hedyet, if a regular kohen married a gerusha chalutza, it's also chai v'lavin, they do not go home from the mechama. Mamzeres in the sinner l'Yisrael, or else Bas Yisrael or Mamzil or Nosin. Since this Kedushin was Davera, they do not have a right to go home. Lohoy Yechayzit, they do not go home from the Mechama, they have to stay and fight. We have Yehudu, and of Yehudu says, Af HaBoyne Bayis Al Mechaynoi. If you build up, let's say your house fell down, and you build it up the exact same way it was before, you did not add anything new to your house, again, that's not such a simcha, you cannot leave the war, you have to stay. He did not go home from the war. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Afa Boina Bayis Levenim Bashorin. If somebody built up a house of bricks in this place called Bashorin, is also Lehoye Choyze, did not go home. The Gemara explains, because the houses were not so strong, it used to cave in like once every 7 years or even more than that, so it wasn't like a permanent house. Therefore, it's not such a big simcha. Therefore, it does not go from the mechama for such a house. Now, Eilu, the next category is,
Shein zozin min koimam, that they do not have to leave the house at all. The first ones, they go to the war, they go like to the battlefields, and then the Kohen tells them to go home. But the next category do not even leave the house in the first place. They do not even have to come to the battlefields or to the boundaries. Who are these people? Bona bayis v'chanochoi. Somebody built already a new house, and he lived there. Chanochi started to live there. Like Rashi says, v'loi dar v'yadayin shona. He did not live there one full year yet. So since he started to live, so it's a tremendous thing, like you stayed there the first year in your new house, you don't even have to leave your house. Same thing, nota kerem v'chiloloi. You planted your new vineyard, and you're machal already. The fourth year, you started to have enjoyment from it. But since you did not enjoy the whole year yet, the whole fourth year didn't go by yet, you have a right to stay home. Or else, ha'noisei asarisosei. You made nesuya now. You made bia with your erusa. After you made kedushin, later you made nesuyin. Now after you made nesuyin the first year, you have a right to stay home with your wife. And akrenes es yivimta, or else your brother died, and you made yibum, you miyabma, you live with her. So now, that she's called kishtai, in such a case you have a right to stay home the whole year. Shenem, the pasuk says, noki yiyya lebeisai shonachas. You should be clean in your house for 1 year. Here the pasuk says, lashon of noki yiyya. You'll be clean. So Rashi says, noki yiyya lebeisai shonachas. So Rashi like this. Lebeisoi, when the pasuk says Nokia lebeisoi, lebeisoi zebeisoi, means partially you will build a new house and you start to live there already. So for 1 year you have a right not to go to the war at all. Then the pasuk says year ze karmoi, that comes tomorrow if you have your new vineyard. That the fourth year you started to use it, but you didn't finish the 4 years. The fourth year you also have a right to stay home. Then it says v'somaches ishtoi zu ishtoi, your wife. That your first year, you have a right to stay home. Ashalokak, that you took, love your vimtoi. That's the case where you miyabim, your brother's wife, also you have a right to stay home the first full year. In such cases, ein maspikim mayin umozen, they do not even have to go and help give out food and water. V'ein misaknin esadrochim, they do not have to go out and help to build the roads, but rather they're mamish free, like the pasuk says, noki yiyya, they're mamish completely free for 1 year. What's the Tanur Rabbanim? Look at the price like this. The Pasuk says now, V'dibroi. Says, V'dibroi ha-shoitrim, that the shoitrim now talk. Is Yochel, I would have thought to say, Dvorim Shalatzman, to like say now something new. They're telling them something of their own that wasn't said before. No, K'shuayim, when the Pasuk later, Ches says, V'yosvu ha-shoitrim, mashma, that they add, they say more, so haray Dvorim Shalatzman. Later than the pasuk v'yosvu ha'shoitrim adabru alam, it means then they tell them something new from their own. The policemen then tell them their own things. And we'll see later, it says v'yomru miyish ha'yorev rachalevav yelech v'yoshev l'veisei. That's something new. Somebody that feels bad or is afraid, he has a right to go home. Mashenka in the first psukim of the Dibroi, so the Gemara says, omani mekayim v'dibroi ha'shoitrim. What does it mean that the shoitrim talk? It means v'divrei meshuach mechama hakosim adabru. Just means they're coming to enforce what the koyim meshuach mechama already told them. In other words, the koyim meshuach mechama told them these first halachas about who has the right to go home. And now the shoitrim and the policemen come and like enforce the law. Hakeitzet, how does it come out like this? Koyim medaber, first the koyim talks, v'shoitrim mashmiya, and the policemen make sure everybody listens to what the koyim said. Yeah. Tony cholon like this. Tony Chod, the one brisa says, Koyin Medaber, the Koyin talks first, V'shoyte Mashmiya, like we just had. And then the shoyt, the policeman, makes sure everybody hears and keeps it. V'tan Yidach, another brisa says, Koyin Medaber, the Koyin Mashmiya, no, a Koyin Mashuach Muhammad talks, and then another Koyin is there to enforce it, to make sure the people hear it. V'tan Yidach, another brisa, Shoyte Medaber, the policeman himself talks, and V'shoyte Mashmiya, there's another policeman that's keeping in charge to make sure they're listening. So it's a stira, what's going on here? So Rabbi Abaye says like this, okay, so how do you have all these three vices? Mi v'nigesh ad v'divrei koyin. From the first part of the psukim when it says, v'oy k'kavruchem elo mechama. V'nigesh ad koyin v'divrei alom. Starts off first that the koyin meshuach mechama comes.
that talks to the Yam, this is Kohen Medaber v'Kohen Mashmiya. The Kohen says it's over, then another Kohen makes sure everybody hears it. Then, Mivadibru, from Pasuk Hey, that Vadibru HaShoitrim, Ad V'Yosvu, that's Kohen Medaber, the Kohen Meshuach says over these things, but V'Shoitim Mashmiya, then the Shoit of the policemen are forced to make sure they listen. But from the end, or from Pasuk Ches, from V'Yosvu HaShoitrim V'Yelech onwards, Shoitim Medaber V'Shoitim Mashmiya. That's where the Shoita talks, the policeman talks, and that's where the policeman goes, another policeman enforces it also. Now we dash one. Mi Yisha Shebona Bayis Chodesh. Who is the one that built a new house and didn't wait Hanochoi to not live in it yet? Tana Rabbonin. Ashebona, the apostle says you built it. Ein Layela Ashebona. Only if your mamish built a new house. Lokach, if you bought one, V'yorish, you inherited it. V'nitin Lev Matana, so I gave it to a present, Minayin, how do we know? Tamaloyma Mi Yish Ashebona. Like, miyush is extra. The word miyush is an extra. Didn't have to say it. So that comes to include even if you these other things. You bought it or you inherited it. Asher bona bayis, he built a house. Ein liyela bayis, only a house. Minayin l'rabba is based at Tevin, a based at Bokar, a based at Eitzim, a based at Eitzim. It's even places you just store things in. Talmud loyim asher bona mikol makom. Asher bona mashma anything you built. If so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Shani Mabraf Abayna Beisharm. Maybe you only build a place for your Shema, your watchman to sleep in. Or else Nachsadu, an open porch, or Mafestas, and a balcony. Maybe that also lets you go home. Talmaloyma, this apostle says, no bias. A house. What does a house mean? Ma bias a royal adir. It has to be a people live there. I've called a royal adir. It has to be some place that's fit to live. Mashenka, an open porch and a balcony, it's not fit to live in. For those things, you don't go home. We have Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Bayis Kamashmo. He owns no, only if you build a new house. For Loi Chinuch, what does that mean? For Loi Chanochoi. They should have just said, Loi Chinuch, you did not live there. What's for Loi Chanochoi, Mashmi, you? Prat Legazlan. Comes to the Chanuch, it has to belong to you, and not if you stole the house. If you stole the house, for that, you don't have a right to go home from the Mechoma. Fred Gemara Lamed like Rabbi Yosef Glili. This is not like Rabbi Yosef Glili. The Rabbi Yosef Glili Omri says, when the Pasuk says, Varach Halevov, if somebody has a soft heart, he has the right to go home. Zeha Mesiora Me Averis. That means somebody that does Averis, he's afraid of